in Randolph County and from us around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. 927. And this is the People Speak. I am Jeff. We're going to be talking this morning with Sherry Johnson, the Randolph County Circuit Clerk. But before we do that, joining us here, we have Robert from Hooker's Men's Store. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you this morning?
Doing great.
And it's good to see Sherry.
It's nice to see
one you. Time she helped me out with an issue with her job, and she was great help. And I told her she was a real public servant.
Mm.
You know, you look at Washington, D.C., and it seems like kind of a mess, but she did an awesome job at the county level, and I always appreciate that. So I thought that's the term, public servant. You're welcome. You deserve it. Well, I want to talk about some store hours. Of course, we're there all day today from 8:30 till 5:30. Tomorrow, since it's Friday, we'll be there till 7. Saturday, we'll be there 8:30 till 5. But the special hours, the really special ones, are Sunday. We're there from 12 to 4. And we normally aren't there on Sunday, but we will be this week to help all the Christmas shoppers. Then on Monday and Tuesday, we'll be there 8:30 till 5:30 p.m. And, you know, whenever I come in, Jeff, I always talk about our Haeger Comfort Waist pants, Van Heusen dress shirts, Levi Dockers and jeans, jockey underwear, gold toe socks. And lately, I've been mentioning the sweaters, our cardigans, sweater vests, quarter zip sweaters, and V-necks. But at this time of year, I always like to mention some neat gift ideas, such as belts, billfolds, 7 different aftershave colognes, tie bars, cufflinks, money clips, collar extenders. And it's been a while since I mentioned our Sparta High School Bulldog items. They're great for the students and fans and alumni. That includes hoodie sweatshirts, crew necks, long sleeve and short sleeve t-shirts, sweatpants, some neat vests, baseball hats and windbreakers. And when we talk about gift ideas, of course, I have to mention our Hooker's Men's Store gift certificate. We've been through a lot of those already. They make a great gift. And anything I mention, it's gift wrap free. We like to do that as a little service. And once again, we're pretty much at our regular hours, but a really special hour will be on Sunday from 12 noon to 4. So I'll get out of here. I'll let you get back to Sherry. And you guys have a good day and a Merry Christmas.
All right. As far as that Bulldog gear, and they got a big game tomorrow night against Nashville Conference game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, good, good. All right.
It'd be good to go in there and get you some.
Absolutely, just to wear the game.
All right, Robert, thanks for being with
us. You bet. Bye-bye.
All right, Robert from Hooker's Men's Store here in Sparta. Stop in and see him today for all your needs. And again, this is the People Speak. And again, I'm Jeff. And I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take our break, and then we will come back and talk with Sherry from the Randolph County Circuit Clerk's Office. We'll be back right after this. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, and we're talking today with Sherry Johnson, the Randolph County Circuit Clerk. And how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Jeff. Good morning, and good morning to those of you out there listening.
We talked last time about some of the different services that are available. You know, a lot of things. The Circuit Clerk's one of those. Everyone knows it's associated with the courts, but beyond that, you know, they don't know a whole lot about it.
That's true. That's very true. And that's what I thought when I decided to come on People Speak, is just let the public know a little bit about what the circuit clerks is, what their role is in the court system, and I try to help you navigate that. Mm-hmm. You know, I said before, we're not attorneys, but we can help guide you through some of the processes and hopefully make it a little bit easier for those who don't necessarily involve themselves in the court system very often.
You're not attorneys, but yet you deal with all the paperwork and everything, and you kind of know what goes in this area or that.
Right. Absolutely. We give no legal advice, but we do know the process. We can just help guide you through that. And I think for the most part, that really is very helpful to the people that are coming in, especially those that don't do a lot of dealing with the courts. They have a one-time case, say a small claim case or something like that, and come in. We can help guide those people through the system and how the process that it takes to get to the courtroom.
Right. And I know, depending upon the case, what it is, you know, there can be a lot of different steps and procedures in there that...
That's true. We have cases that will take 2 weeks to a month to disposition, and we have cases that could take 2 to 5 years to disposition, just depending on the type of case that it is. Mm-hmm. Some cases that require a lot less steps to get their case heard and come to a conclusion, and then there are others that have so much discovery and investigative work that needs to take place before it can get ready to be in the courtroom, especially the easier cases or the smaller cases, small claims, forcible entry and detainers, the traffic stuff. We really can make a difference.
I know you handle the petit jury as well, don't you?
Yes, the jury is under the circuit clerk's responsibilities. However, in Randolph County, Judge Brown, he participates in that a lot. And in fact, he has a clerk that basically does the jury stuff. But yes, it comes through the circuit clerk's office.
I know you'd plan on talking about some stuff today. What are we going to...
Well, what I'd like to talk about, I'd just like to give you some few tips on how to navigate our website. I think it offers a lot of information, and it may alleviate you having to, or eliminate you having to call into the office. But you're always welcome to do that. We're here to help. But I was going to go over some good tips, I think. To access our website, you can do that a couple of different ways. You can go to www.randolphco.org, select elected officials, and choose circuit clerk, or you can simply go to circuit clerk, Randolph County, Illinois. And on our website, we have the instructions on how to e-file, which we talked about the last time since we no longer file over the counter anymore. Several years ago, I implemented a program called Judici, and that has been a great convenience for the public, for media, for law enforcement. It's a program that you can go on and look up court case information. Anything that's public information will be there. Court dates, times, dispositions, different things like that. On that website also, you will find a place for online payment. It's called GovPayNet. It's a very simple process. You click on that icon and it'll take you step-by-step instructions on how to do a payment online, which now that we are e-filing, that's pretty much how you have to pay for your filing fees. But you can also pay your traffic tickets on the May appears that don't have to have a court appearance. And while I'm talking about that, just an aside, July 1st, they changed our entire fee schedule. And the May appear traffic tickets. On the bottom of your ticket, there will be a selection that says must appear or no court appearance required. If it's checked no court appearance required, if you pay that ticket before the court date, you will save yourself a lot of money. If you miss that court date and have to come in and ask the judge to vacate the judgment and have your case heard, it's going to cost you a lot more money. There's an extra statutory fee that is applied to any case that you missed your court date, judge has to vacate, go back and have another day in court. So if you are expecting to plead guilty to the ticket, you might want to do that prior to the court date, unless you want supervision, which that's another story, but you do have to have a court appearance for court supervision. On the right side of the website, there is an archive section, and it is very interesting, especially to those who are interested in genealogy and in the old cases. We had a group of ladies that spent hours and hours a dedicated work to putting these old records on a disc, and we put it on our website. Mm-hmm. And actually, it has information on civil and criminal cases from 1809 to 1860. Wow. And you can pull that information right up on our website. We had some, like I said, very dedicated women, and Emily Lyons was mm-hmm. the head of that. She got mm-hmm. a grant.
Oh, wow.
And they set up shop in the basement of the courthouse and worked for months. And we really appreciated that.
I bet some of that's interesting to read, too.
It is. And the way that it was filed and the processes that took place back then, oh, my goodness, mm-hmm. are so, so different now. But it can be very interesting reading.
Yeah, I'd mentioned that I was coroner in Perry County before.
Yes.
And we had one book that went back into the, I think 1869 was the first entry in it. But even the way things were written down and the wording that they used is just amazing. I mean, it's entirely different than the way you would write it today.
It absolutely is. And you know, those old cases are in boxes that slide into the wall. That paper is so delicate that we were losing some of not the information, but the files were kind of chipping mm-hmm. off and falling apart. So the fact that they very carefully went through and got these filmed is amazing, and it's saving those records, those original records,
right,
for future generations. It was a very good thing that they did, and mm-hmm. it was very nice. Also, on the right side of the website, you will find forms and publications, and under that, you'll find our local rules. Each county has their own set of local rules, but in our circuit, we've all pretty much adopted the St. Clair County rules. All the rules basically are the same. Mm-hmm. You might have a few minor changes or additions or deletions from county to county, but for the most part, they're pretty much the same.
I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and throw a break in here, and we will come back and talk some more with Sherry here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back. Again, I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. We're talking with Randolph County Circuit Clerk Sherry Johnson, talking about some of the website and mm-hmm. how people can navigate through it and the different resources that are available on it.
Yes, I think we stopped off at finding our local rules on the website. There are also the e-file instructions. They are very detailed, very specific, and they are very helpful, since it doesn't matter if you have an attorney representing you or you're representing yourself, the rules are the same. You have to e-file. So those instructions are there. We have various forms on the website. We have them PDF'd, so you will be able to fill them out online, save them, and be able to upload those to your e-filing documents. We have the small claims, forcible entry and detainers, some forms, I think small estate affidavit on there. There's a few things that would eliminate you from having to come all the way into the office just to pick up these forms.
Right.
So that's, I think, helpful to many people. We also have a section of website resources. And listed under there, we have all the information you would need to contact the SIU School of Law. They have students that are going to school to become attorneys, and they're not actually attorneys yet, but they are very close, and they can help guide you through the court process as well, and they can help you with pleadings and different things like that. So all that information is there for that. We have Illinois Legal Aid online, which is another very helpful resource. They have forms that just make the smaller cases easier to handle yourself. We also have what's called Access to Justice. The Supreme Court put together this group of attorneys to come up with forms that will help people that are representing themselves, and their forms that have to be accepted in all courts in the state of Illinois. Those are under the standardized state forms, and there are many forms out there that can help you in a process, especially if it's something like you're only going to need to come to court once or twice for one case. Mm-hmm. And as I said, those have very specific instructions, so that's quite helpful. I'd like to revisit a little bit. I kind of swept over it on those may appear tickets. Like I said, those are the tickets, the speeding tickets, the seatbelt tickets, the stop sign tickets. On the bottom of your ticket, and I know I talked about this earlier, but I'd like to reiterate that there's a box that says court appearance required and no court appearance required. If it is marked no court appearance required, you can come in, pay it by mail. It has to be cashier's check or money order. You can come in and pay it over the counter, and you can pay it online. Mm-hmm. And the cost of that would be $164, just to kind of put this in perspective a little bit. If you don't have that paid prior to the court date and you miss your court date, when you come in to fix that problem, the fact that you missed the court date, that fee is going to jump up to $253, I believe it is. So that's quite a hike. And the reason for that extra fee, it's a statutory fee that's applied by the Supreme Court. It's required by law, and there's nothing that we can do about that. So just keep that in mind.
Take care of it.
Just take care of it, yes.
And then you don't have to worry about that extra.
You can email questions to us. Our email address is circuitclerk@randolphco.org. Also, sjohnson@randolphco.org. We check our emails daily, many times through the day. So if you have a question or need some assistance that way, we're always happy to help you, and we will get back to you. If you leave us an email, we will get back to you.
I was just looking at your website here, and I mean, you know, it's the e-file site there, Giudice, as you mentioned.
Yes, that was implemented several years ago. We would get many, many phone calls from the newspapers, from the public, is looking for information for other jobs that they're doing.
Okay, so that kind of a resource for them, where it kind of takes a load off you, because, I mean, you've got a lot of other stuff going on to take care of, and you have to stop to explain, you know, what's going on in a particular case or something. It takes away from other jobs that need to be done.
Yes, that's true. It's been quite helpful.
So, and then you've got the click to pay now, you know.
Yes.
And your fee schedule on there as well. And again, those are set by the courts.
Yeah, the fee schedule is set by the Supreme Court, so we have no input there. We just collect the money.
Of course, sometimes you get the, you know, well, how can it cost that much? You know.
Exactly. But you know what? We have broad shoulders. We can take it.
True.
But we do blame it on the Supreme Court. Don't get me wrong.
So that is randolphco.org.
Correct.
And
yeah, you'll click on the elected officials and click on the circuit clerk's office.
All right, Jerry, thanks. We're out of time, but thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jeff, so much. And I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a safe and happy New Year.
All right, and same to you.
Thank you.
That'll wrap things up for The People Speak. I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.